Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and reading today from the April edition of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter. It's called The Bible Issue, and it's talking about how different places in the earth need or have received the Word of God via the gifts of God's people through Voice of the Martyrs. I'm in Africa now. Through Mud and Rivers is the name of this first article. Islam is making inroads by force or allurement across much of the African continent. Frontline workers are therefore distributing Bibles, specifically in areas where Islam is growing, in order to help Christians remain strong in their faith. In a predominantly Muslim and animist part of rural Liberia, a frontline worker traveled throughout the region by motorbike, taking Bibles to villages that had none. The trip to deliver almost 100 Bibles to small villages deep in the bush was to take approximately 2.5 hours, he said. It took 8 hours. We broke down, had a flat tire, got stuck in the mud, and had to carry all 3 motorcycles across a river that was neck deep. When we reached the village, several of the surrounding villages had come together for the weekend. They had erected a large shelter made of palm branches for their church. It was pretty dark, with just 3 low-watt bulbs running on a small generator illuminating the church. But I would say approximately 100 people came to praise and worship Jesus Christ. The best part was to be able to deliver these Bibles to Christians who did not have a Bible and no way to get one. All of the pastors in this area had a Bible, but very few church members had them. Many of their members would like to have a Bible, but you can't even buy a Bible here. Well, in other areas where the frontline worker visited, even the pastors needed Bibles, and the frontline worker was able to bless them with study Bibles. Excuse me. I just wanted to study my Bible all the time, one pastor told him. Christian leaders estimated a need for 10,000 print Bibles and 800 audio Bibles in the region, as some Christians in remote areas are unable to read. Let's move over to Pakistan, preparing for opposition. In Pakistan, Christians are relegated to the lowest status in society. They have the worst jobs, have little opportunity for education, and are at continual risk of harassment by Muslim co-workers. And the children in Christian families are affected no less than their parents. My father is a laborer, said Kanwal, a 7th grade girl in a Pakistani village. He works in the fields or sometimes as a helper to the masons. Excuse me. And on some days, he has no work. My mother works as a servant in rich people's homes. My parents are poor, and they cannot buy me books to read. I always get used books from other kids. Frontline workers recently gave Kanwal a children's Bible in the Urdu language. I love reading the children's Bible every day before sleeping, she said. I also read stories from the Bible to my parents. They're very happy. I pray that all kids in my country get this Bible so they can learn about Jesus. Kanwal will grow up knowing that she is loved and valued by her Creator, even though the society around her tells her she is worth nothing. Her Bible will also prepare her for the persecution she's likely to face as a follower of Christ. Now in the Middle East, in nations where God's word is illegal, Bibles must be smuggled in or printed covertly, and that often comes at a great price. After a Christian brother in the Middle East was killed for smuggling Bibles into a village, his wife decided to avenge his death by continuing his work. She and her parents went to the village and distributed 1,500 New Testaments, hoping everyone in the village would become followers of Christ. She got revenge for her husband's physical death by offering eternal life, a frontline worker said. On occasion, Bible smuggling also has evangelistic effects upon and beyond what is expected. In the Middle East, a non-Christian man helping smuggle Bibles across a border pulled a copy from one of the boxes and began reading it. As the smugglers walked on, the man could not stop asking the believers questions. A few weeks after delivering the precious cargo to Christians inside the closed country, the Bible smuggler placed his faith in Christ. VOM uses a variety of methods to get scripture into highly restricted countries like Iran, where believers have been arrested, imprisoned, and ultimately forced out of the country. One family's hunger for God's word was so great that they listened to a Christian radio station every day and wrote down the Bible verses in a notebook to create their own collection of scriptures. Their favorite verse is Psalm 23:1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We move to Ethiopia. Ethiopia is considered a majority Christian country, but many traditional Christians have long relied on their leaders for access to Scripture. And Christians in Bible-based churches, which are now growing in the region, are in great need of Bibles. Often they simply lack the financial resources to purchase one. When frontline workers visited a large church in central Ethiopia and asked the congregation how many of them needed a Bible, most raised their hands. God's Word is essential in this country, where biblical Christians are a distinct minority, harassed by traditional Christians on one side and violently persecuted by radical Muslims on the other. Frontline workers say fewer than 10% of biblical Christians own their own Bibles. One new believer living in an area especially resistant to the gospel said that he and the other 19 members of his church have had to share a single Bible. "Because we live in a rural area far from each other," he said, "we cannot come to church daily to take turns to read the Bible." And so the church planter passed the one Bible around so that each member of the church could take a turn to take the Bible home to read. We returned the Bible on Friday so that the church planter could prepare his teaching for Sunday. Last year, this believer and the other families in his church received their own copies of the Bible in their native Oromo language, and so the church no longer needs to rotate its single copy. The church planter said the church has grown to 89 people and that he has seen a change in the believers since they have begun to read the Bible. Well, no mystery there. We know what the Word of God does. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that I'm reading on Saturdays the very current example of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people. If you want to follow up and somehow be a blessing to these persecuted people of our own day, just contact the folks at VOM, The Voice, at vom.org. That's The Voice at vom.org. Just ask to be put on their mailing list and receive free a copy of the magazine that I've just quoted from. That kind of thing will come to you every month, free, postpaid, to your house every month. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Please look around my site and check out one of the 3,000 audios that feature some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, a blog, and a store where you could purchase one of my books. If you desire more fellowship, please consider visiting my YouTube channel known as Pasture Lands, or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, and I'll share details of our street ministry, our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men, our Tuesday noon meeting for men and women, and whatever. Just come and fellowship. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. It is, as you are hearing it for the first time, the 7th of May 2022. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.